Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, once again, this is Johnny. Welcome to Johnny's Channel. How are you today? I'm pretty sure the day has gone well. This is a program that shares God's Word from the trans and queer perspective. And the lesson, the reading that I have today will come from 1 John chapter 4. And I'm going to read from verse 13 through 21. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God. God hates, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. The perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. The world of fear has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. And those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen, and I love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Now, as I studied this, I thought about the fear that's going around in the world because of all the events happening, you know, the recession that we're in, rising prices, crime, disease, COVID, everything. And many people there are people who are actually fearful of what the future holds. And verse 18 looks at fear and love, the perfect love casts out fear. And that's true. So love covers a multitude. Covers a multitude of sins. No, I believe that a lot of why people don't like others is because of fear. Don't know anything about the person. No, or maybe somebody comes along and might do something that's better than us, or bring something different to the table, as I like to say. One reason you have with people who are prejudiced and discriminate against others of their race or their gender or religion is fear. You know, people tend to fear the unknown. And, people fear the unknown, and if they know what they don't know, they fear. Now, those of us who know God, we are to love our brother and our sister, love our neighbor. Well, that person is difficult, maybe difficult. Now, one thing you can't say that you love all people and then you hate somebody. It doesn't make any sense. You may not like what a person does, pray for them. You pray for them, you love them just the same. I know with our last president we have, you know, I know people that said they love everybody, but they hated him. But love is love and hate is hate. You can't love and hate. As I said earlier, you may not like what the person does. I'm sure Jesus didn't like some of the things people said about him, but he loved them anyway. I mean, he even loved the people that will crucify him. So much that he said on the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as Christians, we are to love those, love our enemies. And the other thing is, you might hear them say, they say that they love God and they love people. But yet again, they hate somebody because they're trans or gay or lesbian. Some hate men, some hate women. In other words, you can't say that you love God and then you hate others. It can't be. You have to love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Look at verse 21. The commandment we have from him is this. Those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. And that's true. Now you may have a person, may seem to be difficult, but there may be a reason why God is putting them that way, in the place where you are. That is the only place that they can feel they could vent. Maybe it's something, maybe God is trying to teach you something. That person may need to be loved. Maybe he or she is having a difficult time. And they want to feel that they're part of something. Sometimes love has to be, you have to go out and love somebody. Love is a lot more than function. Part of it, but it's a lot more. You have to love that person. It may take some more. But you pray for that person. Think about why that person came to you for something. Maybe they're troubled. Maybe they need help and handle something. And they come to you. There may be a reason why they come to you. But if God's Spirit is in us, we're to love that person, help that person. Maybe that person needs to be understood. We need to be fearful of the person. When you learn something new, I know some people who have the problem with, and fearful of technology. Well, you can overcome that fear by, what I do is, whatever preconceived notions that I have, I eliminate. I have an open mind. I was saying that never assume anything because you can be wrong. But fear, do not be a part of a Christian. You're not a part. We're to be courageous in the face of trouble. We're to love that one who's unloving. Love that one who needs help. Love that person who needs help. Love that person. Not only love that person, or help them out if they need help. Maybe you need to pray with that person. Possibly that person needs, may need somebody to help understand them. And final word that I'll say is that Lord, not to lose their peace, no fear and love. A perfect love casts out. And that's true. You know that new neighbor moves into your neighborhood. Embrace them. Welcome them. For your school or your job, welcome them. Encourage them. God knows the two great commandments. I'll close with this. The two great commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two great commandments. That puts how love, what love should be in a nutshell. And this is the enemy's feelings, the enemy's your hopes. And I pray that this episode has helped someone. I pray somebody's heart is touched by this episode. And I'd like to thank you, and I look forward to getting together with you on my next episode. Thank you. God bless you.